everybody. Welcome to the Cosmic Show tonight. We have an interesting show for you. Do we have a little show for you? First of all, let me announce the good news. As you know, a few months ago, I gave the 2012 Moon Power for free. Give it out. And God knows how many thousands of people got this book. And, of course, we're getting quite a lot of requests for the 2013 version. And I spoke to my other busy, really good friend, Ian, which is also not only a good friend, but a phenomenal, phenomenal editor. For those of you who download the free copy of the 2012 Moon Power, you can see the tremendous work this man did for us. And he's a volunteer, and he is as wonderful as another great man that I thank God every single day that we landed on, and that's Tom, Mr. Tom, a genius, a high-tech genius. Also, currently working on my website, and you know my website is a labyrinth of information, and it is now just operational, but a fraction of the website is available. So, you know, like Tom says, I'm going to make you look like a rock star. It won't be too difficult to cruise through the labyrinth of nightmare I used to have before. But anyway, so this is the two guys, the two angels that God sent me. Now, as far as the 2013 Moon Power is concerned, if you are a VIP into the Cosmic Code, and if you read what I wrote, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, January 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16, the ruler of those days are Uranus, so the keywords are explosion and shocking news, and then, of course, Neptune, the deception and religion. Now, if you scroll down to environment, let me read to you what I wrote well before CNN exposed the news tonight. Uranus, in brackets, explosion, will be strong these days. Thus, expect bad surprises, nature, devastating forces. Crazy people and all the elements will be invited for a mad dance. Shooting was reported at a business college. Indian police says that a woman was gang-raped over the weekend by seven men after she boarded a bus at night. And I underline, this energy will be quite detrimental and will disturb electronics and will produce or could produce aeronautical disaster. How more precise can I be? Tonight, a helicopter crashed into a crane in London, killing the pilot and his passenger. And we all know what's happening with the Japanese airline grounding so many Dreamliner jets. And also mention for famous personality that some rich and famous people may make sad news and be involved with drugs and alcohol. And, of course, we all know that Swartz committed suicide, this genius kid that helped in developing the Internet. So I did write intensively. And I'm sure many of you have read those newsletters about the many reasons of the suicide, which is mostly due to not only the nasty Scorpius dragon, which is plaguing this world since last August until February 2012, but also affecting the fifth house of love, romance, creativity, and especially children. So when I mentioned this dragon is after the kids, guess what? It looks like if Dr. Cherry was right again.
Well, you know, folks, the dragon changes its shift. Everyone in 2 years, it affects people with their own set of stars in so many ways. And, whew, how do we knock out this religious fever that's going on here, I tell you. You got a mom in Texas, I'm sure you've all read. And the story is that she's been blogging lately is why I raised my children without God. Well, she's got two kids. They're now in their teens. And she's been posting content online regarding bringing up her kids without any habitual belief in a certain divinity. You know, I can understand, you know, if you don't go to church and you don't read the Bible and, you know, things like that, but she mentioned giving this written discourse on a CNN report, and she says, "I just felt there's not a voice out there for women or moms like me. I think people misunderstand or are fearful people who don't believe in God. When my son was around 3 years old, he used to ask me a lot of questions about heaven. Where is it? How do people walk without a body? How will I find you?" You know those questions that kids ask. Well, kids say the darndest things, Lou.
Well, as I said, you know, in the newsletter, my rebuttal was pretty simple. The inborn skepticism comes from the inherited UTI, or if the person had a bad religious experience, chances are they will go against religion. But mostly, the people that are born from 1957 to 1976 are part of the baby bastards generation. And I wrote again a newsletter called "Are You a Virginal?" where I explain in great detail what these people that are soon, some of them are already in power, but they are going to be in charge very soon. And they are the, you know, the fanatics of keeping the earth green. They are the ones who don't want to dig for the oil in California, knowing that America has much more oil than the Middle East combined together. This is insane. So these souls are born critical. They're born critical, health lunatic, health fanatic, and that's just the way they are. So, again, you could be born either before or after 1957 or after 1976, but if your natal dragon, your moon or your rising is Virgo, the Virgin Mary, the critical, the perfectionist, you will still own a lot of earth element in your celestial makeup to relate to the intuitional domain of my work. So, again, you know, when the scripture mentions those words, "I will talk to you, you won't hear me. I will present myself to you, you won't see me." It fully elaborates the impossibility without the right spiritual teacher, that would be Dr. Cherry, of course, or my student, to build or even reach cosmic consciousness and see God in action through the zodiacal signs. But again, the first challenge remains to any skeptical mothers is to first acknowledge what I wrote in terms of the Dead Sea Scroll cover-up that divulged the direct connection between every single religion and the Dead Sea Scrolls. But how many listeners right here, right now, did read Dead Sea Scrolls huge cover-up divulge from my free Public Dragons newsletter? So you need to understand that. Acknowledge the direct relationship between astrology and the building of all religion, and then you'll make some progress. Now, the fact is Jesus' initial celestial ministry, or the legacy that was left by the three wise men, of course, they were astrology, following the stars to the birth of Christ, this type of information was totally eradicated and omitted in the teaching of Christianity. In fact, Jesus' ministry was to introduce humanity to our Father in the heavens, and very far from the archaic junk you find in the tempered Bible that you read you know, every single day. And of course, this teaches to be afraid of your God in order to avoid hell. The beauty about the baby bastards generation, those Virgos, exaggerated critical scientists, at least born, is the very fact that being virginal it means that they have a lot of critical thinking and they are not mentally lazy. So they will read, and that's why many of them born in September, those Virgo souls are my top student. So the first step for anyone willing to recognize God is to raise to the divine and learn to speak the language, the cosmic language of the gods.
Well, let me tell you about those hypocrites. Talk about the baby buster generation or the Virgo souls out there. I mean, all the oil, America's like the Saudi Arabia to the Middle East when it comes to all of our oil and natural resources we have here. I mean, come on, folks, it's common sense. It's above our heads. So really, I mean, you got all these people that play make-believe, like this mom, you know, believing that she didn't trust in any place where our God lives. And there's so many, you know, moms and dads out there or just groups, and they think that they love their children so much, And by lying to them, it will help, you know, keep their children from being afraid. But then again, when you stand under those terms, at the same time, you're pretending yourself and you're brainwashing them into doing certain things that really don't have any value.
And in fact, she says that in an article that she's creating the next generation of kids, and this is a wave of young agnostic, atheist, free thinker, and humanists. They're all rising up to the rank who will hopefully lower our nation religious fever, not to say, of course, religious poisoning. But, you know, I am all for this, you know, because I firmly believe the human spirit has been trapped into religious fears and cosmic ignorance for too long. And this is detrimental for the psychical health of all the children. Okay? But the Neptunian deceptive cosmic fluid must be replaced by the new Aquarius age, slowly talking over humanity perception of the heavens through the use of advanced technology, but distancing humanity from the divine reality of a cosmic God is a terrible proposition that will create cold, calculated, educated robots that will in time turn into monsters in the name of science and a rational education system. In fact, Adam Lanza and all those killers, it was once upon a time, as I said so many times in this radio show, an innocent child, a trusting, innocent child. But if you do not allow this cosmic fluid to go through their mind, they are being slowly turning into monsters, into robots and zombies. Knowing that, of course, America is over-medicated, and the scientists are trying to find a new gene, they're making up the genes and the CTE in order to get your financial support, because they have to look intelligent, they have to look educated, and they need your money. So if they don't invent genes or change their finding footballer that committed suicide a few months ago, everyone was saying, oh, he did not have CTE. And all of a sudden, last week, there you go. Oh, no, three new scientists that were not invited in the scientific research came along, and those three guys says, no, actually, he had CTE. Now, what are the chances for you to go behind this finding, to check on this particular crowd of scientists and to check on the results? They are making it all up. They are making it all up because Adam Lanza has to be found guilty. He's dead. He has to be a plausible, logical, rational information, the proof that it is because a gene in his head that he actually killed those 20 kids and 7 adults. This is totally insane.
I say before we can get to the bottom of this, we need the Drano. Get those grease and get those oil clogs out of there. You know, I mean, surely people that lie to their kids, they know that soon there will be the day as those kids get older that they're going to become aware of all this, and they're going to lose trust in their mom's or their dad's reasoning. They're going to start to realize that, you know, their own parents put together this fancy fable, just like those scientists gave what was his name, Junior Seuss, the football star. Junior Seuss. They put together this scientific name saying that he had this disease, degenerative disease, and that's why he shot his brains out. I mean, come on. I mean, it's no different than when we tell our kids about the good old Saint Nick, just, you know, to give a reason for the false tell of their own absolute being.
It is all a huge masquerade. It's like NASA. NASA making you believe you're going to one day live on Mars. They know. They're not stupid. They know it's impossible for any human being to live on Mars. It's like asking a freaking fish to get out of the ocean and start to play poker with you. That's what they're trying to make you believe. Now, because the uneducated mass is, you know, so gullible, they believe that actually one of these days they're going to go on Mars and live on Mars. But first of all, it would take a hell of a long time to go there. And then you cannot open the window and take a fresh air or, you know, excuse my French, take a leak. You can't do that. And then, if your co-pilot is a woman and she gets a period, then you cannot tell her to get out. Or you cannot go and take a ride, outside to get away from her. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you, you need to use common sense, people. Okay? These are privileged select people that, because they have an army of PhDs, they believe they know better, they are better than you, and without your approval, without scaring you of the next planet which is going to crash on Earth, and we all need to move our butt to Mars, they cannot get your financial support. That is the essence of science, which slips with the pharmaceutical industry. And the pharmaceutical corporation couldn't care less about you or your children. And I don't know how many of you have read Stop Autism in America, but, I mean, you could see the human gene, the essence of the human gene is depleting so bad because the uneducated mother has a headache and she's going to stuff herself with a bunch of chemical. The next thing you know, inside of her, in the womb, there is this baby which is already drugged. Okay? So it's just a lack of education. They're telling you, don't eat burgers, you're going to plug your artery and die of a heart attack. But they cannot tell you. They cannot tell you that the main reason why Saul shot himself in the chest, okay, is because he could not sleep. So he had to take a hell of a lot of pills to run all day long and do this big job, and then a lot of pills to sleep, exactly like Michael Jackson. And knowing that Adam Lanza's mother was obviously a drunk, I don't know how many of you have read that, she was out every night drinking, because the dragon's tail was in Pisces, she was prone to addiction. So she drank, she probably took pills, and who knows, knowing that Adam Lanza was also depressive with a Capricorn head, cancer tail, extraordinarily emotional, he didn't swallow some of these pills and lost it. But they know exactly why Adam Lanza killed those kids.
I believe it.
He was drugged. He was drugged. He didn't have chance to regenerate his soul with the metaphysical work. His mother was a Pisces tail, so they're all religious lunatics to start with. They're all born religious lunatics. They're Neptunians. That's just the way they are. So Adam Lanza, dragon set in Capricorn, is an engineer. This is why his little friend, if you heard previous show, was saying that he was a genius. He was very smart, but he could not understand his mother. He couldn't make sense to religion. He could not make sense to who he was, where he was going, where he came from, and he lost it. Now, do you think she did him a favor by trying to tutor him at home, harassing him with religion all day long, and promising him hell? Meantime, she was outside doing stupid things and getting high and drunk, and he was at home. So he realized he was living in a world of bullshit. And he had enough, and he flipped. And now you have all our executive government, all our elites in the post of in the police, all the experts in the world of psychology, psychoanalysis, etc. You know, scratching their big, educated but empty head, and they all know it is all because of drugs. It is mostly due to drug addiction. There is no one single killer out there that did not ingest drugs. And then, as I said earlier, all those young mothers, not knowing better, they are producing children that are already coming to this world completely drugged. And the message is very clear. Your children, your gene is depleting. The human gene is depleting. That's why Terenia and I, we don't want no children. Okay? Now, everybody has his own bad habit. You know, I'm French. I like my red wine, and I will not turn down a beer when it's really hot. Okay? So I'm not a saint. I don't smoke, though. Okay? That was probably the hardest thing that I ever had to do, quit smoking. That's about 15 years ago, 20 years ago. I'm glad I quit the bad habit. But, you know, what I'm trying to tell you, all this mess is to be found in everything that you eat, in everything that you drink. They are not telling you what's in there. And then do you think being totally responsible for the poisoning of the human psyche and stopping in the name of religion or ignorance or skepticism or in the name of the ridicule, stopping the cosmic fluid to reach those children, it is not a wonder that we are creating monsters. Monsters that you look at right now, little baby that at the age of 14, 15, 16, at the age of puberty, when the EUCI start to kick in, when the unique celestial identities start to kick in, then there is tons of uncontrolled emotion that are building up that needs a way out. I mean, any adult listening to me right now, you got to remember when you were a teen. Do you remember the type of emotion you had to deal with? It is overwhelming. So, while, as always said, it is so very important to educate our children with the physical manifestation, in terms of mastering, you know, geography, algebra, science, the arts, it is very important to teach this physical food so they can land themselves in a very productive career later on in life. But at the age of 13, 14, or 15, you are so consumed with who you are. Who am I? Where am I coming from? Where am I going? Where is the grounding that those children need in order to control their UCI? Now, the schoolmaster is being shot first. Then the psychologist is cool. The school is being shot. The mother first. The first teacher was the mother. She's the first one to go. That tells you subconsciously those kids are screaming, please help. There is something missing in the curriculum. There is something missing in our educational system. We want to know who the hell we are, where we're going. We don't care about religion because these kids, as I said, are from a very different generation, and they are ill-fitted. They are not fitted properly, mentally, psychically, psychically, to dwell with religion like their peers. And that's where the problem is. So, what do all the educated experts are doing out there? They are tearing themselves apart. Okay, they are messing the U.S. Constitution. Okay, with a president which is riding his own dragon's tail, bringing the greatest country of the world down to nothing, messing up every single thing. They are talking about adding gun, fighting because they don't want more gun. They are playing with bullet number, with cartridge, with the amount of firepower you can have or you cannot have. Oh my God, they are so missing the target. Here is Dr. Cherry. Here is Charanya. And here are all of you guys. All of you. Yeah. Thousands of you listening to this show. We got the stats tonight. So my voice is getting out there. Now, I can guarantee you that. And I already told you no long ago, I think my last show, by the time you turn around, you are going to have another kid, another monster created by science and education, killing other people. And a couple of days ago in California, okay, another kid lost it, and I think two people were shot. You know what, people? Do not expect your government, your religious leader, your educational elites to fix the situation. Because it's all about money. It's all about the drug industry. It's all about the NRA. Nobody wants to lose ground. Nobody wants to lose the billions of dollars. So the battle between the the logic, doing the right thing for your children, or the battle of ignorance is taking place every single day on every television and radio channel. It is not a physical matter. Those kids that are turning to monster is the end result. I'm asking you one more time, pick any killer, the ugliest, most terrible killer ever. Just think of a second of you being the mother of this child and holding him at the age of 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. There is no difference between this turned monster and any of the 20 kids that was killed in Connecticut.
And, you know, I really think that this has a lot to do with the system of belief in this world. I mean, you can call it religion. You can call it atheism. You can give it any name that you want to give, whatever it is you believe in, or if you don't believe at all. But at the same time, when you look around you, you see so many people who are on the edge in your own community. It's everywhere you go. You see the looks on people's faces. You can see the pain. You can see the depression. And some people, they don't have a look at all. I mean, we're bringing forth the new development of our children. And to be honest, there's such a big tide of doubters out there. There's such a big wave of non-believers. And, you know, many are climbing the system every single day who are trying to lower the world's, I guess I could say, holy frenzy that we have going on out there. But really, they need to understand the truth about what the word holy really means, because you cannot wipe out the supreme, because there is a higher power among us all, human beings still. You cannot give up faith, because there is the angels, there are the ETs. It's arrogant to think otherwise. And our supreme that is around within, beyond, and never ending, if you lose that faith completely, you're losing the spirit.
But you know what, Jeremiah? I knew as soon as the Sandy Hook Elementary School carnage took place, I told you, remember, I said, oh my gosh, a lot of people are going to now turn away from God. That is a normal reaction. It is important to remember what the Bible said. I will talk to you, you won't hear me. I will present myself to you, you won't see me. This means one has to raise his cosmic consciousness to the language of God. God created the stars and the heavens for more than the sake of beauty. He gave them to us for interpretation so that we may live a safer and more productive life. How many times have I said that? How many times did I write that? Oh my gosh, forever. Problem is, this generation, the baby bastards generation, those Virgo, down-to-earth, practical, born scientist, agnostic, skeptic generation, soon in power, okay? They're going to be the first one to stand strong and say, hey, everything about God and Jesus is bull. My gosh, you cannot do that. You cannot remove religion. You cannot remove God. What you want to do is to get the essence of all religion, the values of every single of this religion. But first you have to educate yourself and realize the direct connection between the Dead Sea Scrolls and all man-made created religion, which means they all speak of the glory of God through the cosmic code, through the stars. But will any of these people either have the opportunity or the luck to land on Dr. Cherry and read his material? Because I consider anyone reading my material to be very lucky. Because there are celebrities, there are people in government, there are people in power that don't have an idea, a single idea, what the cosmic code or UCI mean, or unique celestial identity. Now, much of the people that are listening to this show The vast majority of you, I don't have to convince you. I know you're a student. I know you're part of the Cosmic Code. I mean, with nearly 6,000 people reading my stuff, I mean, just on the Cosmic Code, I'm not talking about 100 of all the thousands reading my material all over the world. I can see everything being translated in so many languages. But, you know, I'm not trying to convince you. But there are some people that have decided to tune in tonight. And these are the ones that must the information that I have. And this is why some of you may find me redundant sometime. But, you know, it is only through repetition that I will be able to help them to raise their own cosmic consciousness. And remember, when you make people think with sugar-colored sermon, I'm talking now about Joel Osteen, or any religious lunatic out there promising the world of God or hell if you don't fear God. Okay, people will love you. They give you their money, they give you donation, everything else. But when you start to make them think outside of the box like I do, that's when people start to hate you. But after a certain time, you know, if I make enough sense to them, especially when we are dealing with children, they will demand to get more. They will want to be more. They will develop their curiosity that will allow them to understand that removing God is the last thing you want to do, because you don't see him, because you don't hear him. But, you know, God is not going to come down. You know, well, if you don't understand God, you're gonna say, well, you know, this was an act of God. There is no accident. I told you a million times, there are no accidents. There is only cosmic circumstances at work, at play, forces at play that cannot be understood by the scientific community and the world at large for the time being. But it's by listening to this show and by reading my material, our material, that you will get to get closer to God, that you will start to understand that you are a child of the universe. You come from the stars. And it is your job. In fact, you've been enslaved to swim back to your birthplace as a child of the universe, close to God, into the stars. And then this is why the very first words printed in the Bible tells you, three wise men, three astrologers, they were astrologers, they were no king, they were following the stars to the birth of Jesus. And as I said again, sorry if I'm going to be redundant here, those three wise men didn't stay there and give some chocolate to Jesus and took off. No. They were his first teachers. They brought Jesus cosmic consciousness. And then Jesus, through the 12 apostles, which is nothing else than the 12 hours of the day, the 12 months of the year, the 12 signs of the zodiac, the 12 notes of music, the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 sins, the 12 during, okay? They were supposed to bring the message of God, or Jesus' initial ministry, to introduce humanity to our Father in the heavens. So there is, right now, a new perception of the face and the tools of God, which is taking place. And someone has to do the job. Someone that was gifted at birth. Because there is no way you can let anyone tell you cannot be or you cannot do. Because if I had this attitude, I would never have reached the American dream. You are as precious, you are as complicated, as unique, and as gifted as I am. With the only difference that I am fully conscious. I'm fully cosmic conscious. And I know what is my natal dragon. I know what is my hidden dragon. I know what my moon is all about. I understand the 12 houses. I understand the mechanics of the universe. And that's why I'm very successful and in demand. Because people are not stupid. They can go to DrChiri.com. They can read the feedback we get endlessly from the people that we served in the past. They can read the comments left by my students. You know, and when you have more and more psychologists, psychoanalysis, psychiatrists that come in and join the Cosmic Code, that tells me that obviously you have to be smart to deal with Dr. Cherry's material, but they are willing to enter the archetypal realm of consciousness and deal with the intuitional domain of my work because it all makes sense.
And, of course, one has to be an honorable, appropriate receiver of what is granted to them by a generous universe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mother Nature. I
would never, ever... anytime we have a student who is taking the crash course, either by mail, I always demand to talk to this person. I need to know that person's date of birth because, you know, the stars don't care. The stars can make a criminal very successful, okay? Being at the right time at the right place or being at the wrong time at the wrong place is what creates accidents or gives opportunity. So I, by looking at... the prospective astropsychology student date of birth and chart using my software, because, you know, I'm not a psychic, okay? I use a software that I've developed. Then I can see if that person has the integrity, has the gift, not only to learn it fast, but to pass it on correctly without abusing the power. Remember, knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. When J.P. Morgan wrote Millionaire Don't Use Astrology, Billionaire Do, that tells you that the Illuminati, all the biggest corporation that run this world use astrology, but they don't want you to touch it because, again, sharing supreme knowledge is losing power. And this is what we do here. We are giving you the true essence of the cosmic energy. We help you to understand your relationship with God. We point out your dragon. We teach you this very specific universal laws that apply to you personally so that you live your destiny. If you follow the head of the dragon, you're going to be at the right time at the right place in time and space. But if you follow the tail, you might not go to the next corner. That's just the law.
And that's what's so holy about it all, because it's with respect to that of the vernal equinox. You know, the solar maximum has repeated itself many times over throughout the millennia. So, I mean, it's easy to see that everything is in full bloom and it's going to have, you know, a beginning, a middle, and an end, and keep on keeping on the way it has for centuries. And so many people say, like, for instance, this lady, Texas Blue 8, here are a few of the reasons why I'm raising my kids without God. She says, well, God is a bad parent and role model. And so many people say this. They say basically because of all the terrible acts that are committed against people, you know, the earthquakes, natural disasters, parents, there's many parents out there that don't care about their kids. There's backstabbers. Too many people, yeah, are mean. They're jealous. They're greedy. You know, and, you know, it is true. Only God can judge us. So really, is that being a good role model?
Well, you know, you cannot blame her or anybody because they are cosmic and conscious. She does not know that she is a virginal. She does not know that she is overloaded with earthy energy in her chart that forces her to blame God because she had never had the right teacher. But she's doing exactly to her children what was done to her. Oh, no. You, because you don't see it, because you don't touch it, child, it does not exist. Now, this is absolutely the very wrong way to go about understanding the true face of God and the true face and the true mission of Jesus. However, you have to remember right from the get-go the information that was supposed to come to you through the 12 apostles in Jesus' ministry never reached you. They never reached you. I can only strongly, very strongly advise anyone listening to me tonight for the first time to go to Google and type anything. You could, for example, type, if you didn't read it, the Dead Sea Scroll and type Dr. Cherry. Anything you want to talk about, type it on Google and put my name behind it. You're going to see, you're going to get a million hits, and there will be newsletters that I wrote in the past that we clarified the situation, explaining to you the direct relationship with the old parchment, with the Dead Sea Scroll being the core, of astrology, which all religions were built upon. But they're not teaching you that in Sunday school. They're not teaching you that in Christian Science, because those who are supposed to be the experts in their particular field very often are the least educated or knowledgeable on the subject. And that's a sad reality. So, become a free thinker. Anything that you want to investigate. Why are you gay? For example, I explained that. At the end, type Dr. Turing. You're going to have a lot of stuff that I wrote about what it means to be gay. If you are interested, or if you have a child, or know somebody that is gay, at least you will get a cosmic explanation of what it means to be gay. What it means to be gay is to be born with a lot of feminine planets in a masculine body. Okay, next thing you know, this person is going to spend $750,000 to cut the wrong equipment because he doesn't feel right. And people don't do that. They don't cut part of their body because they want to be sexy or horny. Okay? Sorry, honey. But what I'm trying to tell you, they're doing this because they are poor. They are looking at themselves, what the hell? Okay? I don't like that. I don't like all this hair. I don't like me being a male. Inside, I feel like a woman. Okay? And then there goes those big macho guys go and beat the hell out of those poor gay guys and kill them, and they think they are terrible. Sad. Oh, my gosh.
That's moving me along into the next reason that she's getting here. And I can sort of agree with this lady to a degree, because she's saying, okay, God is not logical, and how many times have you heard, why did God allow this to happen? Well, yeah, in a sense, we're all made in God's image, and we do have a piece of God in us,
mm-hmm.
Okay? So with that being said, you know, usually what is alien to people, they don't understand, so they have to be given a name that's generally agreed upon. Okay, that's God. And it is true that, yes, the stars don't care. So then you've got all sorts of things going on in our world. And then people are addressing the problem of guns in America whenever they're deferring the responsibility of spirituality or God or the stars. That should be more the focus. You know, it's like today on the radio, I was listening to my groomhead say, you know, sort of the same thing. It's not just about guns. Well, what about bath salts? You got people out there doing bath salts like crazy, and then they're going and eating people's faces off.
Wow.
Or you got these gay people, and they're wanting to put their kids through electric shock because they say, why is my son gay, or why is my daughter a lesbian?
Let me explain something. Even though the Bible says you were made in the image of God and all men are born equal, this is not true. No man is born equal. Okay, try to pick up a fight with Tyson and see what's going to happen to you. He's bigger, he's made up new, okay? Okay, so physically and genetically, all human beings, at least in their family genealogy, through DNA, they are identical, okay? They are absolutely identical. But within the realm of the spirit, you will never think or behave like your mother, your sister, your brother, or your dad. And in fact, your closest family member very often happens to be your opposite. So that affirms that you have a physical DNA which is connecting not every human being, but your genealogy, your family member together. But there is also a spiritual DNA, which I call, of course, UCR, the Unique Celestial Identity. And this is what is not yet investigated, understood, and used. So this lady is like any other human being, cosmic and conscious, just reflecting robotically, neurotically, her stars, and perceiving life through her five limited human senses, because she does not own cosmic consciousness. So I wrote a very long newsletter about her article, okay? And I really, really advise you, the listeners, to actually go to Google, okay, and just type, should you raise your children without God? I repeat myself, should you raise your children without God? And at the end, type Dr. Cherry, type Dr. Cherry, and you can read all that I wrote today. As you know, I was born with the head of the dragon in Aries, okay? My hidden dragon is Gemini, so you mix air and fire. You have a writing machine that never took a lesson in English and never took a lesson to type. While I can type with two fingers faster than you can read. So there are such a things of gifted people. There are no schools that produce Einstein, Beethoven, George Washington, Mozart, okay? So your gifts are hidden, but if you do not ask, if you do not investigate the universal mind and instead see human being as BBBF, which is stand for
blood, bones,
body,
mm-hmm. and flesh.
Human beings are much more complex. So digging into the human mind, dissecating human mind to find out why Einstein was a genius is the biggest stupid thing you can ever do, because there is no difference between your brain, my brain, a killer, or the wild of Einstein. I repeat myself. It is the same density, the same weight, the same wiring, the same function. What's different?
It's the BBBF. No?
It's the UCI.
It's the UCI.
The, yes. unique celestial identity, because we are not just BBBF.
But that's why I want to say it, and so with confirmation to that, it is true that there is a piece of God in every one of us, but it is all about the placement of those celestial factors in each one of our hidden identities. Now, I think that with that being about placement, even though we're all the same, we're all different because of that placement.
Right.
In each of our areas of our housing system. But I think that's what makes it so uncomfortable to address.
Yep.
When you go to talk about people's UCI. They don't
understand it, because nobody taught them. But what I'm trying to say is the power of God in each human being is much stronger than the stars. But if you do not know your UCI, or your unique celestial identity, if you do not know how God computerized you, your brain, giving you all those gifts and shortcomings and emotions and God knows what, if you do not know it, you will never, ever be able to apply your will. Only if you own cosmic consciousness and understand what Pluto, Pluto, death, drama, and passion is all about. If you understand what Neptune, deception, illusion, drugs, alcohol, chemicals, confinement, church, synagogue, asylum, poison, Middle East, these are key words to represent the deceiving energy of Neptune or the sign of Pisces that rules all religion. Now, if you don't understand what Uranus is all about, the new age, the sudden release of energy, the impossible, the incredible, Dr. Cherry, UFO, if you don't understand those 12 apostles, the essence of the soul of those 12 signs of the zodiac, the message, that the structure, the dynamic, the gearbox of the universe, you will always think that everything starts and finishes within the human mind conception. And you'll be as smart and as far as the top mental experts that believe they know better than you, because they are all coming from an accredited institution and they are all loaded with PhDs. Yet they still do not know that there is a big difference between education, a serious gift, and intelligence. And that's where we're at.
And something that's pretty silly, you know, I mean, see it all the time when, you know, people ask for silly requests. I can understand when people say, you know, I pray that I can get a new car. And then, yeah, they get the new car. And then you've got people who pray that they can find a new boyfriend or a new girlfriend, and then that person comes along all of a sudden. But then you got, you know, people who pray for, or actually prayers of people who end up dying that go unanswered. So there is such a thing as karma whenever you see, like, a man beating someone up or...
Well, you know, it's a little bit more complicated than that. It is real. There is such a thing of karma. But knowing that the future is a reincarnation of the thought, knowing that you can be under one of your lucky or unlucky window dates after the new moon, socializing at the specific positive auspices, you will be at the right time at the right place. This is why you can easily be at the wrong time at the wrong place. Because each time one of these turned zombie monster killers created by science, ignorance, and the educational detrimental system we have currently, okay, each time they were under a negative window date. But what do you have when you don't even know what the word UCI is all about, when you don't even know nothing about a dragon, when you don't know nothing about my methodology, astropsychology, when I am easily classified as a psychic or someone handling a pseudoscience? And the sad reality is 99.09% of the people walking these roads are desperately in need of this spiritual information, as this spiritual cosmic fluid, not only for you as you enjoy listening to me tonight and my wife, but your children are more in need of this cosmic fluid than you, because they need to know who they are. That's why psychics, 800 numbers, and Mrs. Clear all there are constantly busy giving you bullshit, excuse my French, when you have the real thing here that is dedicated, which is committed, and which is truly gifted. And thanks for that. Many of you have already investigated my work, so I don't have much left to prove to you. It's all about understanding and being curious. And as Einstein said, it's a miracle for curiosity to survive education. A lot of people think they know better. They don't even know who they are. They cannot auto-analyze themselves. They are just human beings using their five limited human senses, acting out and regurgitating their own stars, their karmic UCI they inherited at birth on this dense physical world. And there goes Dr. Cherry, trying to bring these pearls of wisdom to so many people that need it most, and they are the first one to run the other way. But you know what? Slowly and surely, this is changing, because Dr. Cherry's wife and Charanya's voice is getting some ears, long ears.
Guess you could call it luck, folks. You know, the universe does have a plan for each and every person out there. But at the same time, you know, if you have wrath or any anger, and I know we all need to defend ourselves at some time or another, and it's hard to be so perfect every single day and be so positive, but when you do have that anger or wrath for no reason at all, well, you better make sure it's got a pretty side, because it's going to come back around. And you know, the people that go around saying, well, you know, I can do this, God's going to forgive me. Well, you know, you can't just go out and do something bad and expect to be forgiven and then get good out of it. While there are a lot of people that have done that for so long, but the dragon's tail always is going to come back around and get you regardless.
That's karma. If you throw a brick above your head, just don't be under it when it comes down, because that's what karma is all about.
Yeah.
You may be able to escape it a few times, but you may not know another brick is coming down, and you may not be the one who has launched it. So just be aware of this metaphysical stuff, because it's very real. We are so refined. We are a machine of spiritual power. We are made of blood, of flesh, of bones. We got a body, and we are not just a physical manifestation on this dense physical world. The spiritual side of humanity has not been yet investigated and explored properly. This is why the scientifics, which were born with a limited, inferior UCI, cannot enter the work of Dr. Cherry. But they are not stupid. It is with time and with repetition that I will start to make them think outside of the box.
What goes around comes around, and that twinkle out of the corner of your eye, when even when you think it's not there, it's your angel. I see them all the time.
Well, we're here for you guys. We come at the end of the show. It's already 9 o'clock. 1 hour just flew off tonight. So, Jeremiah and I, we wish all of you a very good night, and we shall see you next Wednesday. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone. Keep the faith. Be strong. And we love y'all.